1340 WNBS.com presents the Neil Bradley Show, your expanded look at local and regional sports with weekly guests or experts in their field. With today's show, here's Neil Bradley.
Well, welcome to the program. We have week one of the college football season in the books. We're going to get to the results and all sorts of things happening as we have the clashes of volleyball, soccer, football, virtually everything going on right now. Even cross country at Murray State got into the act this past week. Before we get to anything else, though, I want to remind you that tonight it is opening night, as far as the home opener, I should say, for Murray State Volleyball. You can catch their act at Racer Arena. They've been really good. They've won five straight matches. I think they lost either their, I think their first, and then they won them all since. So they are 5-1 coming into tonight's match against SIU. Now, it hasn't been pretty with SIU as far as the all-time series goes. SIU leads that 14-2, and we'll see what Murray State can do. But this is a Racer team. They won three straight championships in the regular season. They were picked fourth this year after losing, I believe it was eight seniors. But one player who's really stepped up, Rachel Gustino. She is the reigning OVC Offensive Player of the Week. She led the Racer volleyball team to the championship of the Chattanooga Classic, and she was named the most outstanding player at that event. Averaged 6.3 kills per set, hit 321, averaged 3.4 digs per set, and had eight service aces. So she comes in red hot, and your first chance to see them in Murray for the season is tonight at Racer Arena. Before we get into some football, congratulations to former Murray State golfer Patrick Newcomb. Had a final round 8-under 64 Sunday and won the Cape Breton Open. That's his second victory on the McKenzie Tour. That's part of PGA Tour Canada. With the win, Newcomb becomes the first multi-time winner this season. And Newcomb also claimed victory in the PGA Tour Latino America early this year, winning the Honduras Open. Congratulations in order to Murray State newcomer, junior, Gabriel Vicente. He is the OVC Specialist of the Week. And this is a great story. In his first ever football game, ever, collegiate or otherwise, Vicente was perfect for Murray State in their 67-7 season opening win over Kentucky Wesleyan Thursday. Had seven chances to make extra points, hit them all. One chance to make a field goal, nailed it from 30 yards out. Also handled the kickoff duties. He is a former soccer player at Oglethorpe and came to Murray State. Can kick the heck out of it, I'll tell you that. Vicente and the rest of the Racers look to improve on their 1-0 start Saturday. They will welcome 15th-ranked Central Arkansas to Roy Stewart Stadium. Last night, Tennessee stuffed a two-point conversion attempt in the second overtime to secure a season-opening victory over Georgia Tech, 42-41 in Atlanta. John Kelly, a big night, 19 carries, 128 yards, four touchdowns in the winning effort. Tennessee, they have a short week, but it is against Indiana State. They play them in Knoxville Saturday. That's a team that Eastern Illinois defeated opening week. So I don't believe the Vols have a lot of trouble. The other Kentucky teams in action in college football Saturday, Lamar Jackson threw two touchdown passes. He compiled 485 total yards as Louisville, number 16 at the time, beat Purdue 35-28 at the time I'm taping this. The new rankings have not come out. The Cardinals travel to North Carolina this Saturday for the ACC opener. They'll face the Tar Heels in a game you can hear at 11 a.m. on 1340 WNBS. The Kentucky Wildcats recovered two crucial fumbles in the second half, and they beat Southern Miss 24-17. Maybe it wasn't a perfect season opener, but, man, you just win. And when you go on the road, you win. You come home and hope to play better. The Cats host Eastern Kentucky this Saturday after the Colonels lost their opener at Western Kentucky 31-17. Let's take a look at the Ohio Valley Conference action from this past week. Well, I was going to do that, and I'll have to wait till we get this open. All right, here we go. This past week, it was we had Murray State actually playing Thursday, as were almost all the other OVC teams. Eastern Illinois beating Indiana State Thursday 22-20. Tennessee State gets an FBS win, beating Georgia State 17-10. Martin with an easy 36-0 win over Clarion. Cincinnati defeated Austin Peay 26-14. Western Illinois over Tennessee Tech 41-14. And the other game on Saturday, we gave you the Eastern-Western score. Kansas defeated SEMO 38-16. So this week, besides the Racer game against Central Arkansas and Eastern Kentucky at Kentucky, we told you about those. UT Martin gets a paycheck game at Ole Miss. Jacksonville State gets a paycheck game at Georgia Tech. SEMO is at Dayton. Austin Peay visits Miami. Eastern Illinois at Northern Illinois. Tennessee Tech at Kennesaw State. And in Memphis, Tennessee State will play Jackson State. Your players of the week, I told you the specialist of the week in the OVC, Rock Thomas, running back for Jacksonville State. He is the offensive player of the week, 190 all-purpose yards in the Gamecocks' season-opening win over Chattanooga. Co-defensive players of the week, one of those, Jonathan Hagler, linebacker for Jacksonville State, picked off the pass, returned it 52 yards for a touchdown in that win. Also had four tackles and a pass breakup. The other, Chris Collins from Tennessee State, he recorded 12 tackles, had three tackles for loss, a sack, and forced a fumble as Tennessee State defeated Georgia State. Co-specialist of the week, told you about Gabriel Vicente. He shares that award actually with Keith Rusak of Eastern Kentucky. He punted four times for a 40.5-yard average, and only one of those punts was returned. And that one. And your newcomer of the week out of Tennessee State is safety Vincent Sellers. Had 10 tackles, including a tackle for loss in that Tennessee State victory over Georgia State. Some other football news, and it might not be good. Louisville Cardinals cornerback Jair Alexander nursing an injury suffered against Purdue. Injured his knee returning a blocked field goal in the second quarter of the game, was helped off the field, didn't return after receiving medical attention on the Cardinals sideline. I'm sure we'll know more about that as the week goes on. And speaking of that Louisville-Purdue game, I was able to watch some of that. Elijah Sindelar, former Caldwell County star, played much of the game at quarterback for Purdue. I thought did a really good job. Not sure if he'll be named the starting quarterback in game two for Purdue, but we'll see. He really was quite impressive to me. Let's go over our high school football results. Not a good night Friday for either of the teams as both came out on the losing end. Murray High will be back in action against Fort Campbell this Friday after they fell at Madisonville North Hopkins 53-7 last week. And Callaway County playing shorthanded, didn't have Jacob Bella, a couple other players unable to go. But they were up 7-6 at halftime at Metcalf County, but the second half may have been undone by not having that depth as the Lakers lost 26-7. Callaway County finally plays a home game there at Jack Rose Stadium for the home opener Friday against Marshall County. The other games last week saw Fulton County defeat Fulton City 54-12, Graves County 38, McCracken County 22, Marshall County tuning up for their game against the Lakers with a 55-24 win over Ballard Memorial. Mayfield defeated Tillman 47-14, Trigg County 29, Crittenden County 20, Christian County over Henderson County 20-14, and Caldwell County a touchdown better than Hopkinsville 28-21. Yesterday a holiday, but boys high school soccer gets underway with several games tonight. Mayfield is at Callaway County. On the girls' side, Murray High at Graves and Mayfield at Callaway County. And in volleyball tonight, Murray High will play at Graves County. After their best start in program history, the 4-0 Murray State soccer team, well, they won again. They defeated Northern Kentucky 3-2 on Sunday. Rebecca Cuban, Harriet Withers, and Kayla Travis all scored for the Racers. Travis' goal, I think, coming in the 86th minute. That was the winner. Murray State with that 3-2 victory over Northern Kentucky at Highland Heights. They're back home at Cutchin Field Friday to face Arkansas Little Rock. Murray State cross-country team began their year with impressive results at the EIU Walt Crawford Open at the Woodfall Panther Trail to kick off the season. Senior Megan Smith came away with the best results for either squad, finished fourth with a time of 18:18.98. Joining Smith in the top 25, junior Rebecca Pretty, she finished 18th with a time of 18:52.30. Freshman Riley McMahon, 25th with a time of 19:07.64. Next up for the Racers, they'll play at Southern Indiana on September the 16th. Carlos Martinez threw a three-hit shutout as the Cardinals defeated the Padres 2-0 at Petco Park. Martinez was brilliant And you just never know about Martinez. He struck out 12, allowed three singles, walked three. He's 11-10. And he could just as easily get knocked around his next start. When he's on and focused, he's terrific. And when he seems to lack focus, he can really be bad. But certainly good there. I mean, he has ace stuff. When he has an ace mindset, he is a terrific player to watch. Really love watching pitch when he's on. And he's very frustrating when he's not. Yesterday was one of those occasions when he was on his game. Yadier Molina took care of all the offense the Cardinals would need with that brilliant pitching performance as he had a two-run single in the fourth inning. Cardinals have played well lately. They run hot and cold this year, as you know. They won four of their last five. The teams meet up again tonight. Michael Wacha against Travis Wood. It's a 9-10 game. And the airtime is 8:15 on WNBS. That might have been a costly victory. We'll see. The Cardinals with a couple of players who left, third baseman Matt Carpenter and Tommy Pham. Carpenter came out in the fifth with tendonitis in his right shoulder. Pham left in the seventh with a sore shoulder after sliding head first on a stolen base. Pham, stop sliding head first. Two injuries in the last week. One of those with his thumb, and the other one, don't slide head first. Stop doing that. Goodness. Hopefully he's okay. Down on the farm, Memphis heading into the postseason on a winning note. Bruce Caldwell and Gabriel Lino drove in runs in the 10th inning. The Redbirds beat Colorado Springs 5-4. Patrick Wisdom single in the tying run in the ninth. Memphis ends the regular season 91-50. What a record. They'll host Colorado Springs on Wednesday. The Nashville Sounds ended the year on a high note. They blanked the Baby Cakes 3-0 in Metairie. Zach Neal went 7 innings to pick up the win. Felix Dubron notched the save. Nashville finished 68-71. Louisville Bats dropped their season finale 6-2 at Columbus. Rookie Davis surrendered 3 runs over 5 innings to take the loss. Louisville ends the year 30 games under, 56-86. Some Titans news. Former linebacker Tim Shaw will be one of the 5 captains for the Titans this season. Shaw played 3 seasons with Tennessee from 2010 through 2012 and was the special teams captain for his final 2 seasons. Shaw announced in 2014 he's battling ALS. The Titans opened the season at home against the Raiders Sunday. Kickoff set for noon at Nissan Stadium. Tennessee 1-3 in exhibition play. Normally, you have a weekend football here on one of our stations, but the new station, WBZB, has gone to a music format. So the only sports we'll have over there is Callaway County Lakers. So our NFL coverage actually will not begin until Cardinal season is over. So that'll be sometime in October. Hopefully it'll be a little later in October once we get a Cardinals deep postseason run. But if not, I believe it's the second weekend in October that we'll have NFL games. And we'll have those throughout the rest of the season. But it's going to be a few weeks before we do get that going. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Neil Bradley Show. Normally, I have Josh Planos. Josh had another commitment today, so we will reschedule him for later in the week. Wednesday, it's Ed Marlowe. Thursday, I'm trying to get Bryce Rudd on. If not, we'll tape him Thursday and run the show on Friday, as that is what will work best, I believe, for everybody. But thanks again. Appreciate it. By the way, the Hey Coach Show, if you did not catch that Monday night, it is online. Go to goracers.com. There is a link provided there. Also, check out my Twitter account. I tweeted the link to that, and I think it's also on the Facebook, my Facebook page as well. Tweeted out a link, so you can catch up with what happened last week, look ahead to Central Arkansas, and get the thoughts of head coach Mitch Stewart. That'll wrap it up for me. See you Wednesday on another show.
You have been listening to The Neil Bradley Show, or you have fast-forwarded to this point and skipped the show entirely. Tune in weekdays for The Neil Bradley Show on 1340WNBS.com or subscribe free by searching for The Neil Bradley Show on the iTunes podcast app. The Neil Bradley Show is a presentation of WNBS Sports in conjunction with Forever Communications.